live on tape from the living room. It's another episode of In You All Along on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
And the day gathered in to a single light, and the shadows rising from the brim of the night, too few. How short. and the lights going on in the shops and the bars, and the lovers looking for the first little stars, like light, like your smile, like the fall of a leaf. How sad, how lovely, how
Hello again, my friends. Thank you for spending your Friday evening, or the start of your Friday evening, here with In You All Along on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. I say evening, but you know, every week except this week, I always say good afternoon, and it's just because it's a matter of habit. Truth be told, and the truth must be told, as is the ethics of broadcasting. No one can lie in broadcasting. If you don't know that by now, well, believe you me. But the truth is that half the year or so, 5 o'clock is definitely in the evening. And I think we are in that half of the year for sure. But as you may have noticed, the light is creeping in to the 5 o'clock hour here at the end of January, bringing you on a new era of In You All Along, where you just heard from Mike Gent and Tanya Donnelly with their cover of Fleetwood Mac's Hold Me, which was released a few weeks ago in December. There's apparently a long saga of like 7 years of recording that went into that track right there. I guess Mike Gent had started it out back in 2013 and had tinkered with it here and there, brought in Tanya Donnelly, brought in pianist Ted Collins, and finally it was ready for us to hear. Prior to that, we heard from P.P. Arnold with her cover of the Beatles' Eleanor Rigby. That's from her 1968 album Kapunta, which seems to mostly be covers. You probably know P.P. from her most famous track, The First Cut Is the Deepest, but she has been all around ever since. She's still going strong at 74 years old. Before that, we heard a very beautiful little song from Connie Converse called How Sad, How Lovely, from a compilation of the same name that came out in 2009. Beautiful little song. Not a lot is known. Well, I guess something is known about Connie Converse. She didn't have much of a musical career. That was a recording from the 50s, and I guess she kind of kept a low profile and eventually disappeared altogether in 1974 under unknown circumstances. I guess she had just had enough of the music industry. She had some other stuff going on in her life. Nobody knows what happened to her. But you have that track as a piece of Connie Converse's legacy. At the top of the set and the top of the hour, we heard a piece of music that I know because when I was 14 years old, my family finally got a car that had a tape deck in it. Before that, we had just gotten FM radio a few years before that. We finally had the tape deck, and my dad and some number of us was always driving back and forth at that time from where we lived in New Jersey to my grandparents' house up in Worcester, Mass. And my dad bought music on tape for the first time in my life. And this tape that he got, the first thing that I remember him getting was this great performances collection of Leonard Bernstein, the New York Philharmonic, doing Alexander Borodin's Polovetsian dances. And they just filled out the rest of the tape with all these other Russian composers from the 19th century. And man, he must have worn that tape out, because I know every piece of that music, including that one, which is Mikhail Ippolitov Ivanov's Procession of the Sardar from Caucasian Sketches. Any of you with an Armenian revolutionary background in your family, raise your hands. You know that piece of music is the anthem of the Armenian resistance of Zaytun, the very famous, very formidable freedom fighters of back in the turn of the 20th century, appropriated by Ippolitov Ivanov and incorporated there into this work. That was a favorite of my dad's, and it was until the end of his life, which was 10 years ago today. So that one is in honor of him. Okay, we have a whole lot more coming up, and I've been talking for a whole long time, so stay tuned. and listen up good.
We'll be right back. Every lonely wife knows the way.
All right, that's another set in the books. Set number two, for those of you keeping score at home, and your official In You All Along scorecard and coloring book, available at your local retailer. That set just ended with The Who with Don't Let Go the Coat from 1979's Face Dances, a strange song for them on a strange album for them when they were going through an identity crisis after the death of Keith Moon. And they had the comparatively mild-mannered Kenny Jones in there instead playing drums. And that's kind of an easy listening album for them. They only made one more album after that and they just called it quits because if you don't know who you are, well, I guess it's hard to make a living as a rock and roll band. I played that song because I always wanted to play it with the preceding song, with which I have always felt it shares a certain kind of rhythm and structure, the same bones, if you will. And that was Butter of 69 from the band Butter 8. From their self-titled one and only album from 1996, featuring, of course, Yuka Honda and Miho Hattori from Chibo Mato, and Russell Simmons from The Blues Explosion, and a couple of other folks from the Grand Royal Family of Fine Musical Acts. Before that, we had Home. Oh, I love that song. My Friend Maurice from their 1995 album Home 9. They're from Baltimore, and that song is so delightfully, maniacally coming unhinged. It's coming apart at the seams, and it seems like it will barely make it to its conclusion. And somehow, that feels like an ideal sound for our times. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you and I are in different pandemics. We opened up that set with Real Life Buildings, a band from New York, and that's their 2017 song called Cold, which I figure we can all relate to today because the temperature has taken a sudden and dramatic nosedive, according to the WMFO Weather Center. That is from their album titled, appropriately enough, Significant Weather. Behind me is a track from MFSB called My Mood, which, I have it off a compilation from 1995, although it is older than that, but I have the compilation called Love is the Message, the best of MFSB. Good stuff from the Philadelphia International Records house band right there. Okay, we got one more set coming up, starting with yet another topical song. So stay tuned and enjoy.
Mm-hmm. This is the Lord Howe Island stick insect, or Dryococcalus australis. It's a large flightless insect with sturdy legs that enable it to run quickly. Nymphs are a pale green, becoming uniformly black at maturity, often with a reddish-brown tinge. Their body is relatively plump for members of this order and are generally smooth and shiny. The intersegmental membranes between the joints are pale grey. Females can grow up to 20 centimetres long. The males are slightly smaller. Stick insects are unique in that their six legs move completely independently of each other and are not operated by a centralized control system. These species are thought to display some degree of pair bonding, which is extremely unusual for an insect. Males and females will sleep beside each other with their legs intertwined. Females are also capable of reproduction without males, essentially producing clones of themselves. After hatching, they grow rapidly and have a lifespan of just 12 to 18 months. In their natural habitat on Lord Howe Island, a volcanic remnant 15 square kilometres in size in the Tasman Sea, they have been reported to live colonially in hollows of trees in groups of up to several hundred strong. This species is, however, currently one of the rarest insects on the planet, with fewer than 50 individuals remaining in the wild. In fact, it was considered extinct soon after the accidental introduction of the black rat, Rattus rattus, to Lord Howe Island in 1918. The rats found the insect and the island's other trusting creatures an easy catch and multiplied quickly. The last sighting of this species on Lord Howe was in 1920. In 1921, a resident of the island reported that the cacophony of bird calls in the lush forest had all but stopped, just 3 years after the black rat's establishment. Within a decade, the rat had directly caused the disappearance of 5 species of birds and 2 species of snails. 2 other species of birds were brought to the edge of extinction and are currently critically endangered. Amazingly, in 2001, 3 individuals of the insect were discovered on Ball's Pyramid, a tall, sheer, volcanic sea stack 23 kilometres offshore from Lord Howe Island. Ball's Pyramid sustains little life. It's nearly completely free of vegetation, apart from a few shrubs. Melaleuca Haweana, which survive in a crevice where fresh water seeps from the rocks below. It was on one of these shrubs that the stick insect population was found, sharing the plant with 2 pairs of nestling seabirds. This seemingly inhospitable environment is a far cry from the green, moist rainforest of Lord Howe Island, and it isn't clear how the insects came to be here or how they managed to survive. On such an exposed site, one strong storm could have destroyed the entire colony. A further investigation revealed a total of 24 individuals in this small area of Ball's Pyramid. 2 pairs were removed in 2004 and a captive breeding program was set up. The breeding program was very successful. There are now more than 13,000 Lord Howe Island stick insects in zoos worldwide. In 2019, Lord Howe Island underwent the largest, most complex rodent eradication program ever attempted, which involved the shielding of 207 extant native bird species, as well as the 382 human inhabitants from the poisonous bait. Conservationists are constantly on the lookout for signs of rodent life. If the island is still rat-free in 2021, the Lord Howe Island stick insect will be reintroduced to its native habitat 100 years after its disappearance.
whispering. As I was driving quietly, the car was rolling like a bullet. Addicted to the rhythm.
Bleach. One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. That's doihaveprediabetes.org.
Wait, did they just say one in three adults has prediabetes? That's 33.33333% of adults. That means it could be me, my boss, or my boss's boss, or me, my favorite sister, or my other sister. That's seven members of my 21-person romantic book club. Wait, the one in three could be me, my karaoke partner Carol, or my karaoke enemy Jeff. I'm going to take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Pre-Diabetes Awareness Partners.
It's the moment you've been waiting for. It's the end of the show, but there's still a little bit of business left to do before the bell rings and you are dismissed. Most notably that we just heard from Susie and the Banshees with their song Kiss Them For Me off 1991's Superstition. I love that song. It is one of those songs I would play all the time if there weren't other songs to play, but there are, so there you go. I shook Susie Sue's hand once, I gotta tell you. I'm somebody special, and I never washed that hand again because it would be ridiculous because it's her hand. Anyway, before that, we heard from Nana Cherry with a dub version of her song, Move With Me. That's from the soundtrack from the 1991 film, the Wim Wenders film, Until the End of the World, a jam-packed soundtrack full of lots of great stuff. Still holds up to this day. Before that, we heard from an experimental sound project thing, an art, sound art project, I guess you would call it, called Extinction Room. And that's an album they put out on, it's on Bandcamp, called Extinction Stories. And I guess it's kind of a live performance art thing they've been doing. It's based in Germany. And that track was about the Lord Howe Island stick insect and its journey back to Lord Howe Island. Very interesting stuff. There's a whole bunch of like 16 or 18 tracks about different species in there. And I enjoyed listening to every one of them. Maybe you will too. We open up that set with a timely track, as promised, from McCarthy. McCarthy, of course, the band that featured Tim Gain and eventually Leticia Sadia, who would go on later to form Stereolab. But that song is called And Tomorrow the Stock Exchange Will Be the Human Race. That's from 1990, and oh it has stayed true. That is from their album Banking, Violence, and the Inner Life Today. Oh boy, isn't that what it's all about? That is gonna do it here for this episode of In You All Along. Thank you so much for tuning in, spending an hour here with me, and I will be back here again next Friday. In the meantime, enjoy some more pre-programmed, pre-recorded canned radio here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, the flagship station of the WMFO Radio Network.